You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now to do a soil test of sorts. He explores what it means to be loyal to a particular state.
As we commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, it is important to recognize why some men fought on one side or the other in the bloodiest war in America's history. In Michael Shera's Civil War novel, The Killer Angels, Joshua Chamberlain expresses his views on life, loyalty, patriotism, and politics. Chamberlain contends that the person is greater than the state and that America is a grand experiment reflecting this. Most of the comments Shera attributes to this northern colonel relate to slavery and regionalism, as the hero of Gettysburg compares his native Maine to the hot climate of the South. He clearly cannot relate to the Southern mannerisms and attitudes. Beautiful prose in this Pulitzer Prize-winning novel flows naturally from Chamberlain, who was, prior to the war, a professor of rhetoric as well as natural and revealed religion at Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine. Although Chamberlain was a Phi Beta Kappa who spoke seven languages, much of the South was foreign to him. Consider the concept of sacred soil. For this man, reared in the craggy, windswept confines of Maine, instead of the lush and vast agricultural lands of the South, the land was a possession, a place to build a home, to grow a few plants, and to bury the family. Mainers, like Chamberlain, certainly loved their state and were willing to fight under its flag and that of the Union, but the concept of allegiance to the soil, often called the sacred soil, was difficult to comprehend. It is not surprising that Southerners have an allegiance to the soil. The agrarian economy of the South in the 18th and 19th centuries in America meant Southerners relied on the soil for their livelihood. To them, the soil was not just earth, but a means of growth and renewal, a metaphor for life itself. While many places in the United States experience regional pride, nowhere was regional allegiance to the soil more pronounced than in the South. We must remember that one of the most prominent reasons for the Civil War was the Southerners' belief that each state was sovereign and autonomous, and Southerners, whether slave owners or not, were willing to fight to protect that autonomy. Remember that Robert E. Lee was offered a position as the commander of the United States Army. He must have struggled mightily with the decision because he was a graduate of West Point, the U.S. Military Academy, and had served as its commandant. Yet he declared that if Virginia joined the Confederacy, he must go to Virginia and fight with his state. Lee felt honor-bound to fight for the sacred soil of Virginia. This deep-seated belief in the concept of states' rights was prevalent throughout the region. Close to home, we had the magnificent state of Texas, where residents are, rightly, loyal to the Lone Star and to the sacred soil of Texas. The very phrase, the sacred soil of Texas, still carries the mystique that led early residents to fight for independence from Mexico, become an independent republic, join the Union, and, just as easily, join the Confederacy. Non-natives who adopt Texas as their home state report an unusual bond and sense of loyalty even today. In the ancient world, a conqueror defeating a rival city would demand both water and soil from the enemy. Only then was the conquest formalized. So, indeed, the idea of sacred soil is as old as civilization itself. This concept of sacred soil reinforces man's bond with the earth in that its history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters.